Now that Republicans have taken control of both houses of Congress, some plan new efforts to put limits on civil litigation. Businesses want protection from expensive lawsuits. To get that, they will have to overcome trial lawyers and consumer groups who say the suits protect the public. NPR's Rachel Miro reports.
Tobacco companies have been facing a blizzard of lawsuits in recent years. Betty Bullock's case against Philip Morris might not have garnered much attention if it weren't for the punitive damages award the Newport Beach grandmother won last month. $28 billion, the largest individual award in a smoking case so far. Legal experts expect that number will be substantially reduced on appeal, but the Bullock Award is still one more arrow in the quiver of those calling for tort reform.
To simply say that, oh, we'll fix it on appeal or on a further appeal, sends a troubling message about our civil justice system. Why can't we get it right the first time?
Mike Hotra, spokesman for the American Tort Reform Association, calls the prevalence of class action lawsuits in America regulation through litigation. 15 states have already imposed limits on punitive damage awards, even though they make up a small portion of the damages awarded in big class action cases. Hotra hopes that after the recent election, Republicans plan to do the same on a national level. But he says the thin majority in the Senate ensures tort reformers will have to set their sights reasonably low if they want to get the 60 votes needed to pass a measure.
There'll be a more favorable climate, and there'll be more hearings on legal reform issues, but we've got our work cut out for us, as does the other side, the trial lawyers.
The Association of Trial Lawyers of America, one of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party, has also been the biggest roadblock to tort reform in the past. On the flip side, the American Medical Association, insurance companies, and many product manufacturers have given support to the Republicans. Tort reform is really an umbrella term for a variety of proposed limits on civil litigation, but it's not clear Republicans plan to push for a complete overhaul. Travis Plunkett is legislative director for the Consumer Federation of America.
The issue-by-issue approach is probably the one the president will take. In fact, he's already said that medical malpractice liability reform will be one of his first priorities. But even on that issue, it doesn't look like he has the Senate with him yet.
Plunkett doubts the White House will be able to find 9 Democrats willing to take on the trial lawyers, but he also doubts all Republicans will vote the party line on tort reform because, he argues, the proposed legislative solutions may not work. In the case of medical malpractice, for instance, Plunkett says it's not clear that limiting liability will solve the problem of high insurance costs driving doctors out of business.
There have been 3 so-called crises on medical malpractice in the last 30 years, and all 3 have precisely coincided with the downside of the insurance business cycle. What has caused the problem are the boom and bust practices of the insurance industry and their tendency to underprice when the stock market is doing well and interest rates are low, and overprice when that starts to change.
UCLA law professor Jonathan Zasloff agrees. Whether tort reform passes or not, he predicts plaintiffs will lose out.
Tort reform as it's currently being put forward is a non-solution for a problem that does exist. There are a lot of things to do to make the legal system and the tort system work better. They're just not particularly on the table. The problem exists. The system is too expensive. Too many people are not getting compensated. Too many people are getting injured and have nowhere to turn. The current system is not able to handle that problem. But the tort reform measures that are being proposed, particularly on Capitol Hill and particularly by the Republicans, don't figure to change that very much.
Then again, the Bush administration has a long legislative wish list, and some analysts suspect the president is not willing to put tort reform at the top of it. Rachel Miro, NPR News, Los Angeles.